Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Unstoppable, Love with the Proper Stranger, and Letters to Kelly by Suzanne Brockman. Performed by Patrick Lawler and Melanie Eubank.
Love with the Proper Stranger. For Mary Gray, Kirsten McDonough, Sylvia McAlone, and all of the other wonderful work camp volunteers who have allowed me to help raise a hammer and build houses alongside them, even if only in spirit. Prologue. She laced his coffee with opium. He wasn't supposed to drink coffee this late at night. The doctor had told him not to. But she knew how much it pleased him to cheat the doctor's rules just a little every now and then. He smiled as she brought it to him, smiled again as he took a sip. He liked it sweet. The opium wouldn't kill him. It was part of the ritual, part of the game. She had given him enough to confuse him, enough to slow his wits, to keep him docile and in control as she prepared for her checkmate. She kissed the top of his balding head and he smiled again, breathing a deep sigh of contentment. The king, relaxing after a hard day at the office, secure in his castle alongside his beautiful queen. Tonight, this king would die.
Tony was breathing hard. John Miller could hear him clearly over the wire, his voice raspy and loud in the radio headset. Tony was breathing hard, and Miller knew he was scared.
"Yeah, that's right. I'm FBI," Tony said, giving up his cover.
Miller knew without a doubt that his partner and best friend was in serious, serious trouble.
"And if you're as smart as your reputation says you are, Domino, then you'll order these goons to lay down their weapons and surrender to me."
Domino laughed.
"I've got 20 men surrounding you, and you think I'm going to surrender?"
"I've got more than 20 men on backup,"
Tony lied as Miller keyed his radio.
"Where the hell is that backup?"
Miller's usually unshakable control was nearing a breaking point. He'd been ordered to sit tight and wait here outside the warehouse until the choppers arrived in a show of force, but he couldn't wait any longer. He wouldn't wait.
"Jesus, John, didn't you get the word?"
came Fred's scratchy voice over the radio.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"